Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm really happy to be here today with a new guest who's never been on the show before. And she is on the leadership faculty sponsorship for a great new initiative at Seton Hill University. Her name is Lasagna Marshall, and she is the assistant professor of business and director of the Wukich Center for Entrepreneurial Opportunities at Seton Hill University. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Professor Marshall, you have a great story to tell about what's happening with the Appalachian Teaching Project. But before we get to that, we always like to interview our guests and talk a little bit about them. So will you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and why you decided you wanted to be a professor?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm originally from Orlando, Florida, so I'm a long way from home. I started my journey to get here in the entrepreneurship and project management and grant writing space, actually. I worked in several industries and fields, which has benefited me a great deal in my current career. Worked in banking. I did economic development. I also worked with a small business and entrepreneurs. It was a construction and engineering firm, actually, that really got me my teeth wet into what I'm doing. And that was because it was a minority-owned business. And there were a lot of organizations that were around to help that business. And I started learning more and more about how that journey occurred for that business owner and began to get involved and do some training to learn more about entrepreneurship and the challenges and the barriers that women and minorities experience. And that inspired me to start pursuing additional opportunities to support that demographic. So that work led me to signing up for and registering my own business. And there was an opportunity online through Seton Hill had a women's business center on the campus at this time. It was called the eMagnify. At that time, it was a National Education Center for Women in Business, which was always a mouthful. And they allowed me to gain resources and use that. I never thought anything else about it. I would just continue to use those resources. I moved to the Philadelphia area and worked specifically for an engineering firm. And I was doing proposal and grant writing, proposal development primarily. And I was assigned to write proposals for the state of Pennsylvania. So I learned about the different counties in Pennsylvania. We did a lot of structural and bridges work in Pennsylvania. When I learned Pittsburgh area has so many bridges, that's why we kept so busy. And I continue to connect with eMagnify and do the gain resources and provide consulting work for a lot of individuals. And one day eMagnify posted an ad that said, "Hey, we're looking for a new manager for our center." And I said, "Oh, that sounds interesting. I'll toss my hat in the ring. So it won't hurt anything." And next thing I know, they're calling me saying, "Hey, we'd like to talk to you." And I said, "Oh, fantastic. I'd love to come and see what you're about." Now, at that time, I was living in the Philadelphia market area. I was in South New Jersey. And I assumed when they said Seton Hill University, which what a lot of people do, that they were saying Seton Hall.
Yes.
And I thought I was just going right over, you know, I was like, "Oh, I don't have to really relocate. I can still be here." No, we're sorry to tell you, we're in Southwestern Pennsylvania. We're Seton Hill University, and we'd still love to have you if you are interested. I said, "Oh, absolutely. I'd love to come here." And just like everyone that comes to the Pittsburgh area for the first time, when I came through that tunnel and saw the bridges, and it was like a little kid, like, "Wow, this is so beautiful," and have an opportunity to live and work here. And that was in 2005. So I've been here for some time doing the work that I'm doing. I obviously got the job and been doing some great work with eMagnify. And on Seton Hill's campus, we are a very progressive university. I'm very proud of the work we do there. We had two centers, and the Wukich Center for Entrepreneurial Opportunities, primarily at that time, focused on supporting the work of graduate students and the internal work that they needed to do in order to learn about managing and operating businesses. And eMagnify went through some changes with staff, and eMagnify as a center We just sunset that center, and the Wicked Center sat dormant for a little while. And I continued to do the work because people had grown accustomed to contacting me for anything entrepreneurial on campus. And the opportunity came about. Leadership came to me and said, "Hey, we want to know if you'd be interested in resurrecting the Wicked Center." And I said, "Absolutely, I would. What does that mean I'll get to do?" And they said, "Hey, go for whatever it is that you think you might be interesting to you, and just have fun." So I did. I took my background with grant and proposal writing and just started looking for opportunities to expand and provide resources for the center. One of the things that was always been my goal is to make sure that it's self-sustaining, because Seton Hill is a private institution. You know, we and a nonprofit organization. And a lot of people, you know, we look at ways that we can support one another and support our community partners as well. And this opportunity came about as part of my daily, we're looking for ways that we might expand and connect with our community, give the students some exposure and opportunities to really learn some meaningful things. Because education and the way students learn has really changed. They really want that hands-on experiential learning, and entrepreneurship is all about that. You know, I could have students talk for days about what they think a business will be, but until they get in and actually start working and looking under the hood of what an opportunity looks like, and really having some struggles and understanding, they really don't have an appreciation for the work that they have to do in the classroom. So I've been having fun. This is my second year as the director for the Wicked Center, and they have really supported me through all of my ideas. And I have a lot of them. People come to me, that's like, "Okay, Liz, okay, I came here with only a thimble full of space, and you've just given me a gallon's worth." I'm like, that's the way we do it, because I never know what's going to stick for people. So that's my journey to get here. And
you're amazing. I mean, you're such a great speaker too, and you have a wonderful story to tell. Tell us a little bit about your education. So you grew up in Florida. Did you go to school there, or did you go somewhere else?
I did. So I am a proud graduate of a historically Black college and university, Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach, which was a fun experience. When you have colleges that are on the beach, we are distracted by other opportunities to learn and learn about having fun in the sun. But I completed my undergraduate there with a degree in business administration. Once I relocated, I had applied for it and been at Stetson University, mm-hmm. but my transition was I got married. So when I moved to the area, I had to continue my education, and I had a great opportunity to finish my master's degree through the University of Phoenix, and that I can complete that online. It was a hybrid program, so I did it in Philadelphia. And I am finishing up my doctorate work also at the University of Phoenix, still exploring opportunities with women and minority businesses, primarily for women is the research that I've been doing, because that's been my wheelhouse for quite some time. And I, along the way, have also done some additional training for diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. And obviously some other work with just grant writing and economic development. So really had a great chance to do quite a few things just to broaden my horizons. And I have a family that are from an artistic background. I have a daughter that sings, and I'm now a new proud grandmother. So we have a lot of exposure that we're doing for them. So I've exposed myself to a lot of the things as artisans, as entrepreneurs, with some of the other work that I do. So just a lot of great opportunities to, hey, and anytime I need to learn something new, I'm out there. But that's my journey for just broadening my horizons and making sure that I'm a little bit well-rounded, because I never know who's going to walk through the doors at the Wicked Center. So it helps.
You're amazing. And this is such a great story. And so many people need to know that the Wicked Center exists. Because I do agree that immersive learning is really critical. I think classroom learning, of course, is important, right? Theory, yes, methods, all of those things are part of a comprehensive education, but that experience is really key. And are you seeing that more and more with employers for these young people who are coming out of school? They want experience, right?
They absolutely do. It's interesting that you would ask me that question. I used to oversee the internships for all business students, and I really had a firsthand experience and a peek into what the employers are really saying. When we deposit our students or have them come to them, they're expecting a certain skill set, and they are looking for them to be problem solvers, critical thinkers. They need to be able to take things and run with it. So they need to have the leadership skills. They need to be proactive and get in and explore. And it's changed a lot because, you know, a lot of us, I don't want to date myself. We just showed up on the job and said, okay, tell me what you want me to do. You know, this group and this class of students, I'm just so proud of them and a little envious actually, because they really do speak up and say, hey, you know, I'm not here for busy work. I really want to know how to do this. And if you can show me, I'm willing to put in the work, I'm willing to put in the time. If you'll give me that opportunity to do that, I will produce for you. And our students, and I'm sure many universities will share this sentiment, they're really stepping up and challenging employers. I've had them to call me and say, hey, this student really is making me have to go back and refresh my memory about how to do this. And I said, yes, we have a win. That's great. They are really engaged, and that helps with work that they do, projects like this, and how we might be able to help them, you know, expand and learn how to grow. So when they get out of the classroom, it becomes second nature for them to actually start, let those skills kick in and find what matters to them, both in their heart and their head. You know,
I was at an economic development meeting yesterday for Westmoreland County, and they were saying that 60% of students who find an internship in college end up staying at that college. Find an internship at a company, end up staying at that company, right? And yes. So, you know, what that means to funnel young people to Westmoreland County, but also to stay in Westmoreland County, where we know we're having that population decline, that's really critical, I think, connecting them with local companies now.
Absolutely. And you know, once they get there and they start working with the companies, they have this sense of pride that I was able to contribute to something and help grow or develop or create something that didn't exist before. And we, you know, as part of their internship experience, we're asking for them to actually have some type of community involvement. I know a lot of the students, especially in the School of Business, we're asking them to either create or join in on something to help with the community efforts, be it that they're trying to volunteer with the food bank, they want to volunteer and help do cleanup, whatever that is, but really get to know and see the impact that we have on the community. You're more than just an intern, whatever you think that means. You are part of this community forever how long you're here. And we have seen, and we hope to continue to see, students who will embrace that and actually come back to the area. Some of them want to explore, but just to see that this has really has been a great place and experience for them. You know, it's always good to be able to come home.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm having a wonderful conversation with Professor Lasagna Marshall, and she is the Assistant Professor of Business and the Director of the Wukich Center for Entrepreneurial Opportunities at Seton Hill University. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Seton Hill being selected for the Appalachian Collegiate Research Initiative. This is one of about maybe a dozen or two dozen schools who get to participate in this initiative this semester. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm excited to be here today with Professor Lasagna Marshall, and she is the Assistant Professor of Business and the Director of the Wukich Center for Entrepreneurial Opportunities at Seton Hill University. So you have a big semester right now. There's collaboration going on, there's research going on, and a big presentation plan. So can you answer for the folks at home who may not know about the Appalachian Collegiate Research Initiative? What is that?
So the Appalachian Collegiate Research Initiative is a grant that offers an opportunity to explore for educational institutions to explore and identify opportunities within their communities that involve some form of economic development, community engagement, and other initiatives that relate or are relatable for that institution. So this program provides a range of challenges that we get to explore. Some of the challenges that they look at are, you know, downtown revitalization and education, food insecurities, access to healthcare, and more. And when we recognize that access to healthcare, that was one that caught our attention for an opportunity to really connect to this initiative. The projects with that, we call it ACRI, A-C-R-I, for the Appalachian Collegiate Research Institute. So ACRI, really the projects align with the Appalachian Regional Commission's investment policies. And a lot of acronyms here, but at ARC, which is the Appalachian Regional Commission, is an economic development agency that's part of the federal government, and it includes 13 state governments that focus on 423 counties across the Appalachian region. And ARC's mission is to build community capacity and strengthen economic growth in Appalachia to help the region achieve socioeconomic parity with the nation. So we have a lot of organizations in the background behind that. And so the project with the Appalachian Collegiate Research Initiative, it really was organized by the Center of Excellence for Appalachian Studies and Services out of East Tennessee State University. And what it is it's an applied research academic program that's targeted to Appalachian colleges and university students. And we want to make sure that we're clear about that. This is student focused and really gets students to have an opportunity to be engaged. It's very important to ARC and to the commission that we do this. So the students, they receive college credit to conduct field research and design economic development initiatives that address issues in their communities. So it provides that opportunity for us as a university to leverage the opportunity to do this and look into how we might be able to help our students take advantage of this type of work.
Oh, this is really exciting. And, you know, you're considered for this because you're in the region, right? But there's a critical need for this region to study this. When you look at that, the Appalachian region, you probably see some, would you say that there are some economic disparities? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you know, there's a reason why they're putting money into economic development studies in this region, correct?
That's correct. We recognize that there are some growing pains that I'll describe it that way, that really are occurring in the area. And we need to be mindful and proactive in addressing a lot of those things. When we look at the region and the area for opportunities, we see that there are areas, especially in our lane that we're looking at with healthcare, education, there are disparities in the type of healthcare, access to healthcare, what types of things that individuals might need in the area. We look at growth. We have a declining growth in the area. And we definitely want to engage students in understanding what that is about, because we have to have the next generation to continue. You know, as we age out, we need to have more young people that were coming in to replace those that have aged out to continue the work that others have started. And in this area, we're seeing that interest. We want to rebuild and get that interest by individuals, families, businesses, community groups, organizations that see this area as really ripe and viable opportunity to grow into something that will be vibrant and provide great opportunities for future generations. So it really is looking at this and taking a tiny bit of what we see and see how we can have an impact to help, because there are a lot of great institutions in the area and organizations who are doing some fantastic work. And we realize at Seton Hill that we need to collaborate and do this work. Because it's just a heavy lift. All of us, if we all lift together, we'll be able to find a way to address a lot of the issues that all of us with our own lens and foci, that we can collaborate and come together and say, hey, you know what? Each of us plays a part. And if we work together, we'll develop a really vibrant ecosystem to really get some meaningful work done.
Well, there is already sort of a corridor established with healthcare and education in the city of Greensburg, right? You have Seton Hill University, great presence downtown. And then there's, of course, Independence Health. So that's sort of like the starting point, right? So you're not starting from scratch. You're saying, here is the development, and now we need to see what other entrepreneurial needs that can support these two sectors.
Absolutely. Just for context and background, in the spring of this year of 2023, Seton Hill received a $200,000 grant from the R.K. Mellon Foundation. And the purpose of that grant was to develop a 10-year implementation plan to establish a healthcare education corridor in the city of Greensburg. And we did this in collaboration with several community partners. Independence is one of them. And the funding for that project is just a one-year project to support the work. Included in that funding was a one-year project to support the work of a consulting firm that was tasked with developing the plan. So we're not actually developing the plan. We brought some experts in as a community-based collaborative team of leaders to oversee this work. And the grant, the Appalachian Collegiate Research Initiative grant, offered us an ideal opportunity to complement the healthcare education corridor work because it provided important research on the entrepreneurial needs, inclusive of economic development opportunities, community engagement, and communication that would actually relate to stakeholder needs and provide recommendations for long-term sustainability. So it really was a great opportunity for us to leverage that because we'd already been in that lane, as you mentioned. And we really are looking through that lens because we know that we're looking at how the city of Greensburg is ideal to have this healthcare education corridor. Obviously for us as a university, we have healthcare degrees and programs that are on campus. We're ideal for that. But when we work with our community partners, we know that Seton Hill, we're always looking to be community minded. We're looking at moving forward and having a great impact. We don't want to just be known for sitting on the hill. We definitely get involved and we really want to help the region grow and the city of Greensburg in particular.
You know, it's interesting. This is, of course, has no quantitative value to you. This is totally a qualitative comment that I'll tell you. But, you know, 20 years ago, I started working in Greensburg at WTAE's Westmoreland Bureau, right? So I was the bureau chief. I worked in the courthouse and I would come out after the 6 o'clock news and the city was dead. You know, honestly, Professor mm-hmm. Marshall, it was totally dead. Yes. And now it is the destination, even just on a random Wednesday night when we want to go somewhere or do something and all the work that has been put in. And one of the things that I enjoy the most is driving down the main street or walking down Pennsylvania Avenue and looking up and seeing Seton Hill's Performing Arts Center, right? I mean, don't you think that brought a lot of life to it? So that's almost a spinoff. And then what you see is then coffee shops and, you know, cafes and, you know, places that people can visit and work and eat. And all of that comes from investment. And I think what your hope is that this will just get bigger and bigger and bigger and really help revitalize the downtown. So this is actual coursework, right? I mean, this is what the students are spending time in class and out of class doing this semester, correct?
Absolutely, they are. And it's so great that you mentioned our Downtown Performing Arts Center. We really are very proud of the work and the impact that center has had when we're looking at the arts. And we want this project to have a similar impact when we look at through the lens of healthcare education. So the project itself is, the title is a little long, but we're assessing entrepreneurial needs and inclusive economic development opportunities for the city of Greensburg's healthcare education corridor development plan. So we want to look at what will happen from an entrepreneurial needs will be a spinoff from having the healthcare education corridor in downtown Greensburg. So the students will have this project just to have some meaningful learning outcomes to expand their understanding and capacity for active participation in community planning for development. And that's key because, again, as I mentioned earlier, we don't want them just sitting in the classroom, and they don't either. They want to get out and say, hey, you know, this work that I'm doing, does it mean anything? Or is it busy work, or will it actually have an impact? And this project is going to have the greatest impact. I told them, you know, this will be an opportunity for you to have put your thumbprint on history, because the work that you're doing is definitely going to have some benefits and some payoffs that are going to last for generations beyond you. So the students actually get an opportunity. It's a student-led project. We have a team of three students. And as we have a chance to explore other things, we may add a fourth student. But the goal is has always been a maximum of four students. And they work just for a semester, and they are focusing on industries that are influenced by the healthcare education corridor plan. So what we've identified with this project, we're working in collaboration with the Greensburg Community Development Corporation, which many know as GCDC. And we're focusing on industries that the GCDC and our student team have identified, and they include real estate, manufacturing, service, and the tourism industries. And the students are just making an assessment because it's a big project and big scope. And so we want to give them enough to be challenged, but we don't want it to seem insurmountable that they can't get this done. So they're assessing, and we're really using a lot of the research and great work that's been done by the city planners. And there's a lot of data and information that's already been gathered and collected. So what the students will do is just do some research to pull that data together and really take a look through a different lens. Like, what type of businesses or entrepreneurial needs will there be as a result of the healthcare corridor, healthcare education corridor? The students are also going to take a look at the workforce ecosystem needs. And this is interesting for us to have them to take a look. And this actually is by design. We really want to find out, when they graduate, where's their destination to go and live and work? Mm-hmm. We're seeing that that's a problem. And I'm sure you're aware of it with the work that you do, and you see it with students. If they haven't, they weren't born and raised here, some of them don't have that special affinity for saying, hey, you know, I have to stay here and help grow. So we want them to get involved and start asking others about where they would want to work and what would it take? What would they be looking for that would make this a vibrant and attractive place for them to stay? Much like your experience, you know, it's changed for you when you come in. And student interests change. So we know we see students that are participating in going to the parks, and there's the concerts in the park and a lot of those activities, the night market, our students are involved with supporting those type of initiatives. And so we want them to start seeing that from a perspective, hey, you know, once you get involved and you start putting your ideas out there, then you will help inspire the types of workforce needs that there might be. And students are going to study and then get involved with local community groups as well, just to hear from them. And the project or the work that they're going to do is going to conclude with this capstone symposium that will be in the Washington, D.C. area. That's going to be at the end of the semester. It's December 1st and 2nd. The students will present their research to other students, because Seton Hill, we're one of 13 institutions that was selected for this grant. So they'll be in front of those other students. They'll also present to the Appalachian Regional Commission leadership team and Appalachian community leaders. And I think that, you know, I'm really impressed and inspired by the design of this project. They made it clear. The Appalachian Regional Commission wants it to be student-led. They said, you know, the work and the feedback that the students will give is critical for understanding what they're looking for. How will we get them involved, engaged, and want to be, you know, main contributors to the community and see this as their destination and not just a pit stop.
Wonderful. I have to tell you, I really enjoyed this interview. I hope you and your students come back on the show and tell us how things went. This is the leadership happening as a result of Professor Lasagna Marshall. She is the Assistant Professor of Business and Director of the Wukich Center for Entrepreneurial Opportunities at Seton Hill University. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.